in on short notice, but yeah, me and Barry both felt like he was the right one to give the message today. So Damon, welcome up.
Thanks, Kyle. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm really excited to be able to share with you this morning. But I wanted to start off this morning's message with something that I feel that's been resonating with me all week. Expect the unexpected. I don't know what you were expecting when you came to church this morning. Maybe it's you expected to sing some Christmas songs. Check. Maybe you expected to see some cute kids perform a music show or the play. Check. Maybe you expected to see Pastor Barry. Well, you got me. Good. That actually played well. I had a note in here that if that didn't play well, then I would make fun of myself. But it played okay, I guess. So as of Wednesday morning, I was expecting to be sitting back there where Matt is, running the visuals and be behind the scenes. But then I got a phone call from Kyle. It kind of went something like this. Hey, Damon, I got a special guest visitor in my office. We're talking about finances and we have a question for you. Do you want to give the message on Sunday? I was like, wait, what? What are you talking? These are contextually not going together. It's definitely not what I was expecting, especially with how the conversation started. But after sitting with the Lord, I really felt like he was giving me some things to share with you guys this morning. And one of them is the theme of expect the unexpected. So I don't know what you were expecting when you came to church this morning, but let's try to open our minds and open our hearts that the Lord might have something different than we were expecting. So the skit that our kids just performed was an adaptation of A Charlie Brown Christmas. So fun fact, it was first aired in the United States on December 9th, 1965. So that was like 60 years ago. And it was originally commissioned and sponsored by the Coca-Cola Company. So that's how, if you guys are in a trivia contest this Christmas, you guys have a cool fun fact. But I think one of the things that this skit shows is that something that we can all relate to. Charlie Brown asks questions that I'm sure a lot of us have had about Christmas time. Things like, is Christmas really all about the presents? Is it really about how many Christmas cards am I going to get? Oh man, that person has more than me. What does that say about me? What does that say about how valuable I am? Do people care if I don't get anything? You know, and we live in a culture where right now we are bombarded by things that are trying to answer those questions, right? They're trying to show us that our circumstances determine our value, determine our worth, determine what other people are thinking about us. And where does that lead us to? It leads us to wanting to escape. We live in a culture that's all about escape, right? So we doom scroll on Instagram, trying to get away from the life that we have. We look at all this advertising that we're bombarded with on TV and in the news. You know, get this brand new car and you will live the greatest life. If you get a bigger house, you're going to be able to do so much more than you can do right now. If you have this money, you will be able to do this, right? They are trying to answer the same questions that Charlie Brown is asking about where does our value come from and am I going to be alone? Am I going to be alone? And so this morning, I wanted us to go down that road to see if maybe God has a different answer than what the world is providing for us. It's funny. So last night, I was hanging out with some friends, and I was actually at Nigel's house, and he was showing me something new that he just got. It's this Meta Quest, shooting range thing. So it's like virtual reality, you put on a headset and you are able to pretend that you're on a shooting range. So, you know, you're able to shoot at these different targets. And it was just another example to me that I kept seeing this week of ways that the world is having us get away from the life that you have and find the life that you want. And our world is constantly telling us, escape, escape, escape. And it's showing us all of these options and all of these other ways to do that. But Jesus is different. The answer that God has for us is a little bit different than that. It's not escape the world. It's not escape the life that you're living. What he came to do, and what the crux of the story that Eliana shared as part of the scripture that she recited, is that Jesus, who is God, came to be with us. Came to be with us here. Came to be with us now. He didn't come just to take us out. Get away from the life that you're living. That's what the world presents. But he says, no, I'm going to come to be with you. And this was really highlighted to me when I was growing up in a time that was kind of unusual. I think it was in seventh grade, I was in a science class, and one of the projects that we had was called No TV Week. I don't know if you guys have ever tried to do that, but you know, nowadays they would probably do like no TV, no phone, no internet, no. But back then, all we had was TV, right? So one of the things that they had us do to prepare for No TV Week was you had to find out how much TV you were actually watching. So we had to go a week, and we had to mark down how much TV we were actually watching. So I went through, and I marked it down. And at the end of the week, we would present it to the class how much TV we were actually watching. And everybody was sharing. You know, a lot of my friends, oh, I watch 2 hours, I watch an hour, my parents only let me watch 30 minutes. And then it was my turn, and it was 9.5 hours. That's not for the week, that's per day. So, No TV Week was pretty hard for me. But one of the things that I realized during No TV Week was there were a lot of things that were going on in my mind that I didn't like. I kept hearing, you're not good enough. Why are you watching so much TV? Because you're not playing with your friends. You're by yourself. You're at home. These are some of the things that were going on in my head. And so I recognized that I was watching so much TV to escape. To escape. I don't know about you, but now it's so much easier. There's so many more things, right? Like I said, now we have our phones, now we have Instagram, now we have computers, now we have TV. For me, sometimes it's even hard to go in the car without, I gotta have my radio on, and I have to have someone to talk to, and I have to make sure that I didn't get an email or Kyle didn't text me and say I gotta speak this coming Sunday or anything like that. There's so many things that we're being bombarded with that it makes it difficult for us to live in the present, to live in the now. But I think that's one of the things that the Christmas story tells us, is that it's not just about escaping the life that we have. You know, and at that time when, you know, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, Jesus came at a time when the people that he came to were being oppressed. They were being oppressed. The Roman government was oppressing the Jews, right? And so a lot of people were expecting this Messiah, this great Savior, to come and take them out, set them free. And Jesus didn't live up to their expectations. So a lot of them didn't believe, and they didn't follow. They didn't think that he was the Messiah that he claimed to be, because he didn't live up to their expectations. But instead, he came to say, I'm going to be with you. No matter what your circumstances are, in the middle of it, I'm going to be with you. When it's a difficult time, I'm going to be with you. When it's a good time, I'm going to be with you. In the midst of it all, I'm going to be with you. And I believe that's one of the reasons that he came when he did, to show his people that God, the creator of the universe, in the midst of your difficult circumstances, is coming to be with you. And he's not going to leave you alone. So in the midst of times where you feel alone, you're not. You're not. So I'm just going to share a little bit of my heart right now. To be honest, this was a pretty hard year for me. Earlier this year, kind of towards the beginning of the year, I got another unexpected phone call, and this unexpected phone call was from my major source of income, and basically they said, you're so good at your job that we sold our company and we don't need you anymore. And it's like, wait, what? I thought everything was going good, everything was good, and now my main source of income is out the door. And I kept asking the Lord, like, God, what do you want me to do right now? And I just felt like he said, I have something for you. I have something for you. But be with me right now. Be with me right now. So it was difficult. Later on in this year, my dad passed away, like a lot of you guys know. Again, another difficult time. So in the midst of all this, I kept thinking, is this a test? Is this a test for me to see what does my faith, what am I going to do when difficult things happen? What am I going to do? So, kind of side note, one of the things that Bob asked me this morning is, why are you wearing your glasses? Why are you wearing glasses? You don't ever wear glasses. But after Kyle had called me, one of the first things that I felt like the Lord said was, wear your glasses this Sunday. Because it's about seeing things from a different perspective, expecting the unexpected. So as I've been processing, one of the things that came to mind throughout all of these difficult times and these difficult situations, when I was thinking it was a test for me, what I was recognizing was, in this adversity, God was showing me his character. He was showing me his character. That in the difficult times, he wasn't leaving me alone. He was here. He was with me. And he was inviting me to know that no matter how things are going, he's going to be with me. And I think that that's really what Christmas is all about. Is God, Emmanuel, coming to be with us. He's not just a God that's up there saying, do this, do that, do this, do that. He's saying, I'm coming to be with you. Right? And in the Christmas story, it says Jesus was born in a stable, in a manger, right, with the animals. Right? So it's not like he was born in a five-star, I don't even know if there are five-star hospitals, but this really nice hospital with the greatest doctors, right? He was born in a stable. He had humble beginnings because he wanted to experience life the way that people experience life. He wasn't just going to give himself the luxury treatment. He was going to go through things the way that we do. When we go through difficult times, the Bible says that Jesus went through difficult times too. He can relate. He can empathize so that we know that he wants to be with us. And I believe that that's really what the Christmas story is about. It's about Jesus coming to be with us. So the verses that came right after the story that Eliana shared in Luke chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, we have these shepherds, right? They're out in the field. They're just encountered this angel that's telling them about the coming of Jesus. This invitation, they're making an invitation to the shepherds. So the question that the shepherds have to answer is, what are we going to do about it? Right? What are we going to do about it? And this is their response. It says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. So they're given this invitation to say, Jesus, the one that people have been waiting for, is here. How are you going to respond? How are you going to respond? They could have just said, we're just going to stay where we're at. Cool, we just had this cool experience. All right, we're good. We're good. That was enough for us. But instead, they chose. They said, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened. And so now they're remembered 2,000 years later for the decision that they made to choose to go see Jesus, right? Even in our Charlie Brown play, I think actually they missed that line, but they said, we have shepherds, we have sheep, we have all these things. So Charlie Brown, come be the director. We have everything except the director. The shepherds were a part of that story. And the shepherds were a part of that story because of their choice. Their choice that they made to say, we're going to believe what this angel has told us, and we're going to choose to go. what started out as an ordinary evening for them. It was probably the same as they've been living for years and years and years, just watching their sheep. It was an ordinary evening, became a holy moment. Became a holy moment. So I don't know what you were expecting when you came. Like I said, you might have expected to sing some Christmas songs, see a cute Christmas play. It might just be a regular Christmas Sunday. But what I believe is I believe that the Lord wants to make today a holy moment for you. Just like he did for those shepherds. It's not just an ordinary day. And one of the things that those verses talk about is what Jesus is bringing. It says, good news of great joy. How many of us need more joy in our life? And then the angel says, peace on earth, right? He's bringing peace, right? And how much in this Christmas season are we struggling with anxiety and stress? How many cards do I need to make? How many presents do I need to get? Did I make sure that I checked off all the people off my list? How many parties do I have to make sure that I have to get ready for? Did I forget something? Right? We have so much going on inside of us. And Jesus is saying, I want to bring you peace. And a lot of times we might think, peace comes when all my circumstances change. So after the season's over, after I bought all my Christmas gifts, after I've done all the parties, after, then I can have peace. But what happens when we have that peace? What happens when I don't have my TV to run to anymore? There's one person I can't escape. It's myself. I can't escape myself. So what Jesus comes to do is not just take away our circumstances. It's not just like the Jews that were waiting for the Messiah that he's going to take them out. Instead, he comes to do something else. Instead of taking away our circumstances, he came to transform us. To transform us to the type of people that are experiencing peace and joy in the midst of crazy circumstances. And I believe that's one of the things that was kind of a theme for this year for me. In the midst of all these crazy circumstances, in the midst of all these difficult things, Jesus has been with me. He's been speaking. He's been showing me the ways that he's been in my life and that he hasn't left. So as we start to wrap up, I was trying to think of a way to close it up. And have you guys seen the movie Forrest Gump? So there's a scene at the end of Forrest Gump when he's talking to Jenny about his life. And she asks him, you know, Forrest, were you scared? Were you scared in Vietnam? And then he says, you know, there was a time I was, but then the rain stopped, and I'd look at see all the stars, and I'd have peace, right? And then there's a time where he shares about when he was running, and he saw the mountains, and it was a part where he couldn't determine where it was a mountain or where it was the lake or where the heaven started and the earth ended. He shared all of these different experiences that he remembered, and she says, I wish I was with you. And his response was, you were. You were. And I think the reason that that scene touches me in such a way is because I think there's times where I remember different points of my life that are like that. And I feel like the Lord keeps telling me, I was there with you then. I was there with you then. Emmanuel means God with us. He was with me in those times. This year, through all the difficult stuff, he was with me. And I believe that that's what Christmas is all about. It's showing the heart of God that he has come to be with us. And so the question for us is, how are we going to respond? How are we going to respond? So as we close our time, I'm going to call the worship team up, and I'm going to call Eliana to come back up, and she's going to reprise her recitation of Luke chapter 2, 8 through 14. So this morning when I went on a walk, and I felt like God had something special intended for this time, I felt like while Eliana is speaking, I would like to invite everyone to kind of close your eyes. And the sense that I was getting from God was that he wants to highlight a holy moment in your life. He wants to highlight a scene, just like in Forrest Gump when they showed these different scenes in his life. He wants to highlight a time in your life, and he wants to tell you that he was with you then. And he wants to use that moment as an invitation. It's an invitation to come and be with him. So right now, I'm going to have Jeremy, he's going to play some background music. Eliana is going to recite her verse, Luke 2, 8 through 14. And just sit with the Lord right now.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Messiah the Lord. This will be a sign unto you. You shall find a baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favor rests."
So if you're here this morning, this verse says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on those whom his favor rests." So if you're here this morning, his favor rests on you. And the Lord wants to bring you peace during this Christmas season. And he knows what you're going through. He knows all of the circumstances. You might be having a great year, you might be having a difficult year, but he wants to be with you. So this is our invitation to you. The Bible says that he stands at the door and knocks. Are you going to respond and let him in? So thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share. I just feel very honored to be a part of this church family and to be able to give the Christmas message this morning. But really, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. The one who created the universe has chosen to come be with us. So let's close our time in prayer. Jesus, thank you that you have come to be with us. That as we remember your birth, we remember that you didn't just choose to stay up in heaven, but you chose to come be with us. You chose us even when we didn't choose you. You didn't come to add to our shame, but you came to set us free from it. You could have chosen different circumstances, but you chose to come, to step into our moments, to each of our moments, the good ones and the bad ones, so that we won't feel alone. So we ask that you just highlight and continue to highlight the times that we might have felt alone and show us where you've been. Because the truth is that you've been with us the whole time. And when we ask the question, just like Jenny, when she said, "I wish I was with you." We might be asking, "I wish you were with me." May we just hear your voice as you say, I was. So thank you. Thank you that we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus this morning together as a church family. We just pray that and invite you into this time as we close our time in worship. In Jesus' name, amen.